previously, so we do need some clarification on that when he comes back. And then the last page was the exercise that he had given us. Obviously, the bigger words are the ones that were repeated multiple times by us. So, any questions about this report?
Are you happy working with you guys, anyway?
So far, I mean, we're just getting started, so we'll see how it goes. It would draw your attention to the community visioning workshop that will be May 18th from 7 to 9 p.m. in the Special Event Center, is what they call it, the old gymnasium at Garrett College. So we'll do all the proper advertising for that and whatnot. That'll be our first meeting with the public. Okay?
Hopefully, it's all. I know the Clyde was kind of like slow. Hopefully, this will be activated a little quicker.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, that is on the. Also, the director's report's in your packet, too. I can only forget to say that if you didn't read it. Chapter 9 topic list, that's in your packet also.
Yes. So from what we discussed last time, I put together a topic list that we always do. Plan on sending it to AECOM, but only after you approve it and ensure that it meets all the things we had discussed last time around.
I mean, I just hope we can streamline everything to where it's more readable, you know, more, that'd be the best thing you could possibly have. Just to make the, there's so much stuff in there, in my opinion, is just
repetitive.
Right.
Right.
That's the best way of putting it.
And we did have a format change
right in
our RFP. So hopefully that helps things out a little bit.
Anything you want to direct consulting topic list or do? Yeah.
Is it okay?
Chapter 9.
Did I miss anything or misrepresent anything that you guys said?
Anything else?
And if you're okay with that, then we're moving on.
We're going to chapter 10.
All right, chapter 10. So chapter 10 is the mineral resources element. Of course, it is a required element as per state law. It's a pretty short chapter. Looking at what we did back then, we looked at coal, we looked at natural gas, and we looked at non-coal, which was basically the quarries that we have around. So obviously we need to update the description of existing. The coal, we need all the latest numbers. We definitely need to update this graph. I think it's a thorn in Bill's side, I'm pretty sure, because even back then it only went to 1990. I'm not sure why. So we need updates on all of that. We probably should update the mapping as well. Of course, gas, we need to update the numbers on the storage. We need to probably put in, we definitely need to put in the history of Marcellus Shale and what has happened there. And I'll leave it up to you guys, Utica. You know, we can mention Utica. Now, when that's a viable resource, who knows? It could be 20 years, could be 50 years, could be never, but we can certainly mention it as a possible source in the future. How do you guys feel about that?
Anybody have an opinion? Ruth, Liz?
I don't know why we even mention it at this point in time.
Okay. Anybody have a strong feeling about it? Put it in, leave it out.
Whatever you think needs to be, anything you can take that doesn't need to be there, I think needs to go. You know what I mean? Anything that's important, we'll leave. But
what would we really put in there about it? I guess I would want clarification on that. You know, if we mention it, or we just, it's like a blurb, or are we going to really go
into it? Well, it's acknowledging that it. Well, it was part of the whole fracking debate. You're going to frack Marcellus and then eventually maybe someday Utica. But it was so far down below the Marcellus, who knows when that could happen. But it was brought up as part of the debate. So just in acknowledging the history of what has happened with shale in Maryland, should that be mentioned?
Well, I mean, perhaps it wouldn't hurt to do a line or two about it. I don't think we need to put a lot in about it, maybe.
When we do this book again, 10 years?
Yeah.
So we might be in a different position in 10 years.
Well, technology changes all the time, mm-hmm. So everything will be changed in 10 years, I'm sure, when it comes to especially mineral resources and extraction technology.
So, I mean, that's just my opinion, though.
It came in time for chapter 10. So we were discussing.
I believe that's all that you needed for.
Of course. At least we need you for something, though. Updating the description of existing mineral resources. We have coal, gas, and non-coal resources. So we were discussing whether or not to. We should put in a history of what happened with Marcellus Shale. Should we mention Utica as well during that discussion? Liz thinks no more than a short blurb if we mention it at all. You're like,
just
great, put me on a... I'm going to get up and leave now.
Back.
Any opinion?
I think you got to mention it, but I would agree with her. Just mention it, you know, it's here.
Nothing going on at all.
I think it should be mentioned. There may actually be some data out there on what the reserves have been estimated to be, like the U.S. Energy Administration or somebody. Maybe not. Maybe that's kind of discussion. The known reserves aren't there at this time, but they're accessing it up in, I think it's Ohio and northwestern Pennsylvania. Are they doing it that way?
Ohio, big time.
Ohio, they're accessing.
West Virginia, Panhandle. Western part of Pennsylvania.
I think if you avoid it, somebody will spot you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think you got a CYA.
Okay. All right, I'm putting down my notes here, make it a brief mention of Utica and, of course, the history of what happened with shale in Maryland. Okay. As far as the non-coal, which is basically the quarries, we need to update those numbers, what's still active, what's still out there. I'm not sure that we've gotten anything new. And I'm not sure if things that we've had before are still operational or not, but obviously we need to do that research and get that updated. So when you get to issues, we had two back then. Abandoned mine land reclamation and natural gas production. Obviously, that was the start of the shale debate, and nobody really knew what was going to happen with that. That can probably move to the existing condition as we're going to explain the history of shale and how we got to the ban. And under our policies and actions, we only had three. They were very simple. Support responsible mining, support reclamation activities, and monitor natural gas development. So looking into the future, at first I was at a loss as to what to do with this chapter and what issues still remain and what we should cover. But I do feel that this would be the appropriate place to put renewable energy, perhaps even rename the subsection this is to mineral resources and energy element that would cover all of it. To discuss all energy issues, of course, renewable energy includes bioenergy, geothermal, hydropower, solar, tidal wave, and wind power. Our biggies, of course, are wind and solar. Currently, we have wind power located in the sensitive areas section, but if we do have a separate energy location that we discuss all of these, makes sense to put it under this chapter, I would think, or subsection when we reformat it. So for solar discussion, we really need to get into the difference between industrial solar and residential solar. Generally, I don't see much backlash against residential solar. If somebody wants to put some panels on their house or in their yard to lower their energy bill, nobody seems to have a real problem with that. Even a small wind turbine, just go to Kaiser Drew and see that answer there. that has them both. Nobody really seems to have a problem with that. What I've seen problems with throughout the state are the industrial-sized solar farms, which generally are located on farms, because that's an enviable place to be. That's where the companies want to be, close to where they can hook into the grid, but this nice flat area. So generally, the debate that's raging is, do you want 500 acres to go out of agricultural use and into a solar industrial complex? What does that do to your agricultural economy? So that's the debate that's raging. We need to keep in mind, of course, that we don't have countywide zoning, so you know, this can't be translated into a regulation that says thou shalt not have them here, but we can establish a policy of whether you want to encourage a certain type of solar, or solar in certain areas, or solar up to, you know, however you want to do that. We should have that discussion here. Also, of course, windmills, as always, we could move that over to this chapter. And bioenergy is usually the other one that we hear a lot about. That's using biological material. It could be trees, it could be gas, it could be corn, it could be, you know, it's whatever. Biofuel and biomass is generally the two fields that fits into. Geothermal, we have that around, but that's usually goes along with residential solar. It's usually a house-by-house kind of thing. So all those things can be mentioned here. The others, you know, tidal power is not going to be something we use, but this, I think, would be an appropriate place to put that kind of discussion, if you agree that that's a discussion we need to have.
One last stuff wasn't put in there last time. You thought it's a futuristic look, right? And there's a futuristic.
Right. Well, we're into it now.
Right.
I mean, it might have been
when we did this one, we thought that would have been.
Well, 10 years ago, would you have thought solar would have fit here? Most people still don't think it fits here. But the technology has changed. Back to the discussion about technology that makes it viable anywhere.
Any comments on what that means discussing there?
I think we should include it. I think it would be a proper place to do it. And maybe rename the chapter.
Well, industrial windmills, I was just going to say, industrial windmills are now not allowed at Deep Creek, in Deep Creek watershed. And we've had special exceptions for solar, so just need to have that discussion again.
We don't really have a clear distinction in the zoning ordinance about being
solar.
So we are floundering and doing interpretations when those sorts of things come up.
Yeah, I think we looked at, when you read some of the different banks, I think a lot of stuff we view it as policing the industry a little bit. With some of the stuff that was in this book and some of the other stuff, I think we didn't need to make generalizations that this and that you guys worked out the particulars on down the road. You know what I'm saying? It's like some of the MDE polices the solar and everything. And I'm saying, if you want to put that in here, just put it in as a general overview of the say solar, wind, whatever, and not go into so much detail with, you know, but that comes to fill in as it goes along. And there's some of the stuff we make comments on, and then we end up look like we're trying to push one way or the other on it. I think this just needs to be a level playing field. You know, like, we know what's natural, the Marcellus drilling is, or the fracking, where people stand on that. But I'm not getting the same negative feedback from solar that I heard about fracking. I mean, there are people complaining about how much land it takes and stuff like that.
Yeah, we've had phone calls about 100-acre solar farms. So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, we would have a special exception in the zoning ordinance for the Deep Creek area. But outside the zoned area, it would just be permitted.
It's the same kind of argument you get into.
It's going to have to be dealt with.
with the wind. I mean, we didn't have zoning, so there wasn't a whole lot we could do to control them. Solar's kind of the same way. Really, you can make a general policy statement about, you know, protection of ag or however you feel about it.
I forget where I was at till you could see the one from someplace I was the other day, up by the solar.
Well, the wastewater treatment plant behind it, there's quite a few acres.
You can see back out the trees, and then even foliage, you can see it. It takes pretty good size footprint.
Yeah.
For a solar farm.
And there one out of county roads too?
We have them a number of different places to aid with our energy bills.
Deb, you might want to look at the report that the Economic Development had an Energy Advisory Committee, and solar is one of the things they dug into. There might be some stuff in there in terms of how that committee evaluated stuff and some recommendations for the county that might be able to be pulled in. It was a pretty diverse group of folks. No access to buying on a single matter. The other one had the impact on farmland, but we don't have restrictions on, say, building an industrial park or large manufacturing facility in rural areas. So I think solar should be treated the same as in terms of industrial or commercial development in the outside areas. If you single it out, then it feeds the argument of, well, then we should start treating industrial uses the same way. You know, we start feeding those kinds of arguments. Mm-hmm. It's interesting, you travel down east. My wife and I went down east a few weeks ago, and you see them off the interstate, you know, and it's like it's called one down there, swallows, mm-hmm. 4 or 5 acres. It was interesting. Eastern Shore's got one, I think it's Easton's, got one I think that feeds the whole. Use it either for the county or for the town of Easton, but the farm's big enough to supply the governmental needs of the jurisdiction. They're a big time into it.
I also, my last note that I have down here is we should have a mention of the state's renewable energy portfolio. And, just to let it be known that we are aware of the state's goals for renewable energy. Any other comments on issues? I mean, these are just the things that I brought out that could be included in this chapter. Anything else?
Anything? No.
Way too easy on me today. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'll have to complain. That's it for chapter 10. Next time will be chapter 11. That's the last one we need to go through, and it's economic development. So
we want to invite the economic director to come to the public.
Well, somebody from economic development if we do not have a director, but yes, we shall see where we stand.
And we want to make sure Jim will in here too, you know.
Yeah, April. Well, General Assembly, he's been gone because he's down there every Wednesday during the General Assembly. So I don't know if it'll be done by then or not. Hopefully.
April
50. And he might still be down there.
Probably one.
Anything else?
I don't have anything for you.
Next meeting?
April 4th.
April 4th. Mm-hmm. Go. Hope the sun will be shining. Mm-hmm. I thought tell the people the soul, the sun will be shining. They're counting every day out of here. What day for the solar?
Technology has changed. Apparently.
Thanks to the clouds.
All right. See you next time.